Hello from Bear and Kura, a podcast from the Land of Oz Information Services. I love you, Kura.
I love you, Bear.
This is episode 110 of the Bear and Kura podcast. We're going to talk about aging gracefully.
What are some of the things you could get away with in your 20s, but no longer can?
Being sassy.
Think so? Were you ever really sassy, though?
I don't think so.
I didn't know you then, but I can't imagine you being sassy.
I can definitely see you being sassy.
Really? Mm-hmm. Well, I really wasn't out of the closet in my 20s, though. I guess in my mid-20s.
We'll have to shift the thinking another decade down.
No, that's fine. No, I don't think I was sassy. I mean, maybe.
People love sassy gay characters on sitcoms, but in real life, they're
atrocious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and when you get older, it doesn't look sassy. It just looks bitchy.
Yeah,
and
petty.
You look like a bitchy old queen.
Yeah, and petty. So
remember when we were giving away stickers at the festival? Mm-hmm. I said, do you want a sticker? Everyone said yes, except this one bitchy old queen that went, no.
Yeah, then his partner, you offered him money. He's like, no, also, but he didn't say it. It's nasty, though, did he? Yeah, that's uncalled for. No, I really don't think I was sassy. I don't think, I get along with a lot of people. You know what I mean?
I'm afraid they would find out you were gay.
I just liked having fun. I was more of the laid-back guy that would try to get everyone to laugh at the bar, you know. I got along with everybody, I mean. And yeah, sassy people kind of annoyed me. The whole femme.
Well, I don't know, that's not necessarily a feminine attribute.
No, just the over-the-top attitude, I should say. Which really drove me nuts, really. Could put a damper on the whole.
In every gay group, there was one.
Oh, yeah. And they think it's cute when they're younger. But you're right, then it becomes tired.
And you're a bitchy old queen.
Yeah.
It doesn't age well.
Yeah.
What's the next one?
Hitting on men in their 20s.
Well, when you're in your 20s, that's fine.
Yeah.
When you're in your 80s, it doesn't look so good when you're hitting on guys in their 20s.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can, good for you.
Well, you can. Whether you succeed or not is...
Yeah, that's true. Well, if you succeed, then you're really good at what you're doing. So, but yeah.
I think some old queens, they go by the spaghetti method.
What's that?
You hit the spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks.
Which one sticks, okay. Yeah. The wet noodle against the wall. That's probably all they have is a wet noodle. All right. How about drinking alcohol and being functional the next day?
Definitely something that I don't do.
Yeah.
Well, we haven't drank decade, maybe.
In about 5 or 6 years. But now I remember going out and turning time went on and being functional the next day at work. That was part of it. You knew you were going out or... That's the difference between my generation and the generation now. Now the generation today just calls in the work. I remember going to work no matter what. It's part of, if you were going to have to play, you had to pay. And so that was one of the things. Like you knew, it sucked. Don't get me wrong. There were days where I just wanted to be back home and crawled in the bed and nursing a hangover. But yeah, I mean, I went to work.
Like so many people... you ask the boss, where are they today? And she says, it's Monday, so they have a migraine.
No. Everyone knew that I was pretty much just hungover. You know, I didn't hide it, so. But yeah, you were never a drinker, really, so I don't think foresee you ever even doing that.
No. There was a time up in Kansas City, this daddy bear... bartender just kept pushing drinks at me, and I got so drunk, and the next day I said, remind me how I feel right now the next time I want to drink.
That was the last time you get that drunk?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. Did you have fun with the daddy bear?
No. And I would have been too drunk too anyway.
Yeah. All right.
Let's see. Cigarettes.
I was a social smoker, and I regret it still. I don't think I've had any lasting effects, but I was a social smoker. I thought it was cool, something to do, and it's a disgusting, gross habit.
So, I think this has a little less to do about aging and just the change in society.
Yeah, yeah,
smoking you're right. Is not as acceptable as it was.
Mm-hmm. I would agree with that. Yeah, it's almost like the people who smoke now are like
pariahs.
And yeah, and they're pushed to a corner in the bar. You know what I mean? Generally outside patio or something like that. But it's you know.
And that's where you hang out because that's where your friends are.
Yeah. Well, when I go to watch football and there's a TV outside, and sometimes it's nice outside, but it does drive me crazy sometimes when I'm stuck out there with a bunch of people who smoke. Because even though it's outside, you're still surrounded by smoke.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not as bad as if it was indoors, but it's still bad. You still come home smelling like smoke.
And that's a bar. Those people are over 21. They should know better.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's been plenty of education campaigns.
Yeah, but it's an addiction that people, you know, it won't happen to me.
True. I guess I don't, will probably never understand addiction.
Yeah. Really. So, it's just like the booze that they drink, you know what I mean? They don't, you know, it's just, and hey, you know, really those years that you're knocking off your life, are they really any fun anyway?
Yeah, those come off the ass end of life.
The ass end of life, so. But yeah, I mean, to each their own. I'm not here to judge them or pass judgment. I just choose not to be around it that often, so. Thinking you are the center of the universe.
Definitely a 20-year-old thing.
Yeah.
And sometimes a 30-year-old thing, and sometimes a 40-year-old thing.
Mm-hmm.
But eventually you come out of it.
Mm-hmm. Did you really ever think you were the center of the universe? Or did you shit in his thing?
When did I stop?
That's right, I forgot this house isn't big for both of us. Big. Yeah,
And I think the implication there is you can kind of get away with it when you're young.
Mm-hmm.
People will forgive you.
Yeah. But then as you get older, you become more knowledgeable and wiser. So you actually become more closer to the center of the universe.
Hmm.
But you just kind of lose that belief in yourself. You see what I'm
saying? Yeah, I guess after experience, after a point, you learn that there's a whole lot more in the universe that you don't know than what you do know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would agree with that 100%.
With age comes wisdom.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Tight clothes that show off your assets.
Never really wore anything like that.
I don't think I did either.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Bears wore relaxed fit Levi's.
Okay.
There were no tight sweaters or medium shirts that show off your muscles or anything in my group.
Okay.
And most of the younger guys who could have done that, they were really popular, and those are the first ones that died of AIDS.
Oh, they were pretty promiscuous.
Yeah. The pretty ones, you know, they died off.
They slept around and got it. That's a shame. Yeah. I never did that.
You do have plenty of clothes, though.
Oh, I have plenty of clothes, but I never wore clothes to show off my assets.
Hmm.
I never. What assets do I have? Come on now. It's me we're talking about.
I think you did like to dress pretty preppy.
I enjoy dressing up. Yeah, I still do enjoy dressing up. I just don't do it anymore. I used to dress up all the time. And it wasn't like formal dress. It was more of casual. But you also got to remember, I did work in retail clothing for a while.
Hmm.
So I kind of had to represent the clothing brand that I worked for and all that. So,
and at some point, you learn nobody. When you're not young and hung anymore, saying look at me," well, nobody's looking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you nailed that on the head.
Every time I see a pretty young gay who's got attitude, I think,
You're
going to get your comeuppance, because those looks aren't going to last.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You need to develop some other
manners.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because you're right. I mean, and there's nothing more unbecoming than someone who thinks that their shit doesn't stink.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Who truly believes that. And it is, it's kind of sad when you do see them later on in life when they, because then all of a sudden they're coming up to you, kissing your butt, brown-nosing you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it's even more unbecoming. It's like, well, look out.
And it's like, I shared and sacrificed and everything to get where I am. Mm-hmm. You're not going to sponge off me mm-hmm. like you did when you were cute.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Because we got wisdom, too.
Mm-hmm. You're right. So where are we at? This one's a good one. Calling older men trolls.
I definitely remember one guy who said, "I'm just going to commit suicide when I hit 30 because my life is over."
How pathetic is that? How shallow-minded.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Did he do it?
I don't know. I didn't hang around with him.
Okay. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you guys dated or something. I'm kidding. Wow, that's really shallow.
It seems like at some point, they either call you an old troll or they don't acknowledge that you exist at all.
Yeah, yeah. I think it's not. I don't think it's as bad as it used to be.
Probably not. People don't hang out at bars, and that's where that kind of attitude
mm-hmm.
was most prevalent.
Yeah, I think
they have the apps now.
Mm-hmm.
Instead, they just swipe left and you'd never know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they didn't have that on the app we met on.
I don't know. No, I don't remember.
I'm joking. So, yeah, I was never like that. I never called older men trolls or, you know what I mean? It's rude, first off. And what makes you better to pass, who gives you the authority to pass judgment?
And obviously, those people thought they were better.
Yeah.
Well, like I said, you'll get your comeuppance because nobody stays young forever
mm-hmm.
unless you're a vampire.
Yeah, that's very true.
Hard labor, yard work, household chores, etc.
I really didn't do that. I'm kidding. I did some serious like hard labor jobs when I was younger.
I think that's the point here. You can do those things when you're in your 20s and 30s. And you, at some point, you just can't do it anymore.
I mean, I think we could. I think it'd take a longer time.
And pay for it the next 2 days.
That's what I'm saying. It'd take a longer time to recover.
Just going out and pulling weeds, you'd be sore the whole next day.
Yeah. But we'd still be able to do it.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it's worth it.
No, we wouldn't want to. You know what I mean? But who does really want to
hire some 20-year-old
some 20-year-old
to do it for you?
For you. That's an idea.
I mean, we both decided we can't mow the lawn. We hire somebody to do that.
Mm. Yeah.
The last time I did mow the lawn, I think it just about killed me.
Yeah, you're pretty wiped out.
In the heat and mm-hmm. everything, yeah.
Yeah, and now we have someone who comes behind, does it in 20 minutes, and is like, ta-da, it's done.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a pretty well-spent $40. So
yeah, definitely worth it.
Yeah. All right. Being sexually aggressive while flirting.
I was the worst at this.
You were sexually aggressive?
Uh-huh.
Were you really?
I would grab guys by the crotch, squeeze their behinds and
really
yeah, and I was good looking. I could get away with it
mm-hmm.
if some old troll had done that.
I can't see you being that aggressive.
Probably that's why it was so disarming. People didn't think I would be that way.
Yeah, I mean, you're so quiet.
And there's been a societal shift, too.
Yeah, so there's been a societal shift where it's more frowned upon.
Well, I think, yeah, there's a whole lot of guys who did stuff like that with women who now are scared shitless that some woman's going to call him on it.
It's assault. Mm-hmm. Even what you were doing is assault. Mm-hmm. You mean, but since you were doing it to another guy, it was more acceptable. And
if somebody reacted negatively, I would stop immediately. I wouldn't press myself on them. Yeah. Most people like the attention.
Mm-hmm.
At least pretended to.
Yeah. Yeah, that's... you surprised me with that. I'm surprised. Mm. Yeah, I was never sexually aggressive like that, I don't think. I'm trying to think. Maybe once or twice. I think maybe a handful of times being drunk or something like that and doing it. And then waking up the next morning and being completely embarrassed that I did do it. I remember doing it.
Oh, I don't think I ever had any regrets.
Oh, yeah, see. I regret it. Just because I knew it was inappropriate and that I shouldn't have done it. So, yeah, I was embarrassed the next day by it.
Impressing peers.
That's a good one. No, impressing by how? That's what I'm trying to think.
Oh, all kinds of ways. Your fancy gold watch, fancy clothes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm guilty of that. The car you drive,
mm-hmm.
what you're drinking, stuff like that. Anything that possibly impressed your peers, mm-hmm. pretty much that's what it covers. Yeah, I'm guilty of that.
The point is, when you're young and hung, people will let you slide on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think a whole lot of people live way beyond their means trying to impress their friends.
Yeah. So.
And I think even today, corporations thrive on that. Especially with certain minorities, you know, you need to drive a Lincoln to mm-hmm. impress your friends. You need to have gold rims on your wheels.
Mm-hmm.
You need to have a gold grill in your teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people they live beyond their means trying to impress people.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, there's a lot of it, and I was probably guilty of it too back then.
And in your 20s and 30s. You can't really afford to.
No.
I mean, you know, a 50-year-old man who has a $100,000 a year job can afford to drive a BMW, but some kid on student loans shouldn't be doing that.
Mm-mm. No, but there is. You see a lot of those kids do that, too. So,
And in the end, what does it get you?
Nothing. Nothing.
You can't cash in that those... impressions.
Yeah. And get you a bunch of debt and poor credit.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, spicy foods.
Spicy foods. Well, I've never really liked spicy foods. Although, I will say, I will try anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not a spicy food person at all, though.
Not just for regular meals. And so... I don't know. I've never really suffered from that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, I can't eat spicy foods any longer. My tummy mm-hmm. can't handle it anymore, so. It's
kind of like drinking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, when you get to a certain age, you don't bounce back like you did.
No, you're right. It's funny, I mean, like a lot of that stuff just has come along in the past 10, 15 years. But when I was younger, all that stuff never bothered me.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, I mean, it is aging and then your body changing that you can't just do what was possible before.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, I do miss eating spicy food, though. I do. But I don't, my body's going, yay, thank God. But yeah, I do miss eating them. So.
And I think cigarettes have a bit to do with that. The people who I've known who really enjoyed spicy food also smoked. I think they killed some of their taste buds.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it does. It kills your taste buds, your sense of smell. I mean, it clouds a lot of your senses. Like, there's just a lot of some of my coworkers complain about that. You ask them, like, can you smell that? And they're like, I can't smell anything. It's from smoking for so many years, so.
And smell is probably the biggest part of food.
Yeah, and when I quit smoking, like I said, I smoked more socially. It was more social smoker. Like, I never lit up during the day or anything like that. It was only when I was in the bar. And then if I tried to smoke when I was, like, not drinking, it was gross. And it just, oof. So when I quit, it wasn't very hard. It wasn't hard for me at all. But it was, the best thing that I ever did. So just felt cleaner. Could smell things tasted better. So yeah, I'm happy I did stop it.
A cigarette has never ever touched my lips.
Yeah, but your lips have touched other people who smoke cigarettes.
Definitely.
So.
Like kissing an ashtray.
So.
Yeah, I've definitely thought
Mr. Hansy over here.
that.
I'm teasing. All right. This next one's kind of out of left field. Hard erections.
Something you have to give up in your older
Yes,
age.
you do. Yeah. They don't come. A soft breeze could come by when I was 20, and
Yes.
I could knock down a wall.
You would get a hard on for no reason and be embarrassed by it. N now, if I had a hard on, I'd be proud of it.
Yeah, just things just don't quite work the way they used to. So.
Well, remember when the porn industry made a comeback shortly after Viagra went on the market? All of these porn stars who thought, they needed to retire could work again.
Yeah. Put a new spin on the whole market, and there's a lot of people here who love those pills. So.
I can't do that. It gives me flu-like symptoms when I take Viagra. So the sick feelings, they don't, they're not worth
They're
t
working.
taking the pill.
Yeah.
So I went to a urologist and he prescribed, I want to say it's like Triox. It's tri something or other.
Something.
It has three different things, and it's a liquid in a vial, and I
You
inject it
inject it.
into my penis. And I guess because of being diabetic for so long, injecting things really doesn't scare me. And that stuff works really well. Far better than Viagra ever did.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. So.
I would highly recommend it for anybody who has trouble with Viagra.
Yeah, I would too. Yeah, just witnessing, experiencing what you've gone through with it. So I want to try it sometime.
Not that you need it. I
Yeah.
mean, Viagra works fine for you.
Yeah. So, still would like to try it sometime, but
We need to get you to the urologist, I guess.
yeah.
And that stuff is expensive. I
Oh yeah.
believe it was $200,
For a
and
while.
insurance wouldn't cover it.
No, of course
Thank
not.
God we have an HSA.
Yeah.
Evading responsibility.
Yeah. I think everybody does in their 20s.
And people will let you have a pass on it. They go, oh, isn't that cute?
Yeah. It's basically along with the next one, good health.
Evading responsibility
And good health. I
and good
mean,
health?
yeah, I
I
mean,
don't get it.
no, it's one of those things that you take advantage of it when you're younger. Well, both of them. I mean, they're completely different things, but you do take advantage of both of them when you're younger. I mean, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, I guess so.
So, but evading responsibility is also pretty much up there with like I can't think of the term for it. Procrastinating.
I don't get that. What's the connection?
Just people, instead of taking responsibility for something, you just procrastinate and put it off. You see
And
what I'm saying?
eventually some older person will do it for you, and
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess if I was in your line of work, I would probably see that in programming, there is nobody else to do it for you.
I mean, it's just, I think it's just a part of life. I think it's just part of growing up.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Most things are.
As really young children are completely selfish.
Mm-hmm.
You know, no, I'm not going to give you my cookie.
Yeah.
Manners is something that we learn as we grow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
And so, well, we were just talking about being selfish. That's the next one.
Mm-hmm.
But let's go back to good health.
Okay.
When you hit your 50s.
Everything goes.
I mean, yeah.
Downhill.
I mean, there must well be a checkbox on your life that says, okay, everything's going to fall apart now.
Exactly, because that's exactly what happens. When you wake up in the morning, everything's sore.
Mm-hmm.
It's the amount of prescription pills you have to take is like quadrupled.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and so you basically come out with a who's who and a what of...
What could go wrong,
Will. What can go wrong, Will, yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it'll come out of nowhere to smack you in the face.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's when you, like, when I was growing up, there was always the joke. It was like, over the hill is 40, but now I think over the hill is 50.
Mm-hmm.
But it's I think it's real. I don't think it's just a joke. I think it's for real. Would you agree with that?
So in the time of your life when you had good health, you didn't, what's the right word? You didn't respect it. You didn't take advantage of it.
Mm-hmm.
When you should have.
Exactly. And then you pay the price as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
So, or you should have took your care or your care of your body better when you were younger, by like not smoking and drinking when you were younger.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right.
Nobody's gonna, or they can tell you that, but you're not gonna listen. When
no.
You're 20.
No. No, you think you're invisible.
People who are 20, yeah, they think they're invisible and they've got the world by the tail.
Oh, yeah. That's when, you know, that's, I used to go out and drink all the time.
You just say, your day will come.
Mm-hmm. And then there's some people that they actually get away with it. And some, but the majority don't.
Mm-hmm.
Father time will always catch up. So, okie dokie.
Tank tops.
Tank tops, never wore them. You know this, so... You still
yeah,
wear
you
them.
Always have to have two or three layers of clothing on.
I'm wearing a t-shirt right now and shorts.
But if we went somewhere, you'd put a shirt on over that t-shirt and you'd put another pair of pants over those shorts.
It's called putting a polo over the t-shirt.
Hmm.
Tank tops. That's your type of thing. So
I still wear them.
Yep.
Mostly around the house, though, not so much out in public.
Yeah. I was never a tank top wearer, still am not, even my road, I hated tank tops, so yeah, I just,
Too embarrassed by how that somebody might see you.
I guess you could say that. I just don't think they look nice. Not on me anyway. I think they're fine for other people, but I just don't think they look right on me. So I guess, yeah, you're right. I'm too embarrassed.
You really, really, really need to see yourself the way I see you.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. I can say the same thing about you, though.
I don't think I have a bad self-image.
No, I guess not. No, Mr. Hansy. No, I'm teasing Bear. No, I do. But you've known that about me for the longest time,
mm-hmm.
So... You know, I've had...
Yeah, we couldn't be a more different people.
Yeah.
And that's just another case.
Mm-hmm.
Contact sports.
Yeah, I mean, it's just like contact sports, like playing sports, like contact, mm-hmm. like, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Play basketball?
No. But
Do you still play football?
No. I don't play anything. I used to play them all, though. You're right, though. And as I got older, it comes back to being old and taking care of your health. And when you turn 50, it's like the new 40. And
And now you know you're not only going to fall down, you're going to break something.
Oh, yeah. And it's going to hurt. It's going to hurt for a long time. Yeah. So, it's easier not to do it. So, but I do miss playing some of the sports and all that stuff, but then a lot of the other stuff I don't miss at all. But I would love to go out and swing the golf clubs again. But I think...
Well, you could do that. I just won't let you because I'm so afraid you're going to step in a hole.
And hurt myself. Yeah, and you're probably right.
When I step in a hole, my ankle, I can feel, the difference in my foot. Mm-hmm. With the prosthetic, there's no way you would know you were stepping in a hole.
Yeah. I always have to really be careful of what I was doing. But the chances are too high. They're still doing it.
And we've talked about doing frisbee golf. Mm-hmm. And even that, you have to get out into the grass. And
yeah. And the chance of hurting, I think your chance is a little bit higher probably in frisbee golf. Because you have to take so many steps when you're getting ready to throw the frisbee, Whereas golf, you're standing still when you hit it, So your motion's fine, but when you're throwing the frisbee, you take a few steps to do it. So that's when you...
And you can't look down while you're doing that.
Because you're throwing to a place, So I thought about that.
Too bad they don't have frisbee mini golf.
Yeah, that'd be kind of cool if they did. Something we can ask about and look into.
Go to the mini golf course and say, do you have any frisbees?
Yeah, say if they got little frisbee courses or something like that.
Like, look at us like we're
gay
nuts.
Oh, well, you never know unless you ask. So, poppers.
I didn't do them when I was young. I don't miss them now that I'm old.
Mm-hmm. I think I tried them once or twice, and no, they didn't do anything for me at all. It didn't feel right. It just didn't.
And that's something you must avoid if you're taking Viagra.
Oh, really?
I mean, the two together can kill you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Didn't know that. Wonder why that is.
Although I'm sure people ignore that
and live.
The people who are protected by angels. Somehow they manage to mix the two.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, I didn't know that. I didn't know they could kill you. That's interesting. But no, I didn't like the way it made me feel. And it just... Sex is already fun. Why? Mm-hmm. And I think it was something you needed to add to it. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I thought it took away from it.
I have met a few guys who said that they could not get off without them. And
really?
I think that's more in the brain than in the nose.
Yeah. I think it might be a tool, but I think you can still get off without it. So, but you never know. We're not walking in their shoes. So, but yeah. Okay, staying out all night and working the next day.
We kind of talked about that.
So
that's something that young people do.
Yeah. Jock straps.
I don't know why you would give that up when you get older.
Neither do I.
Given, the ass sags a little more than it did. There's still no reason why you, especially if that's a fetish for you, if that turns you on, wear them.
Yeah, exactly.
So I don't know where that came from.
Yeah, that seemed that kind of out of the far corner.
Party drugs.
No, not really.
I don't think I could even name any. And did they exist when I was coming out?
The 80s, cocaine was freaking everywhere.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I mean...
I never sought that stuff out.
No, I know.
I didn't hang around people who did.
No, I'm guaranteed if you went to after-hour parties, it was there. There's drugs everywhere. I didn't know most of the time that there was drugs around, but then if you kind of keep an eye open and then see how people just reacting to certain new things and then people disappearing and then reappearing and disappearing and reappearing, that's party drugs. They're going into other rooms with people who are doing the same things and...
I remember I went on a cruise to somewhere in the Caribbean, and I went on an excursion, got off the boat and went shopping and stuff. And being a single man, I wasn't with a group of people. I was by myself, which was probably a stupid thing I did in my 30s. But people would come up to me and ask me if I wanted cocaine. And I'd say no. And they'd go, heroin? No. Some alcohol? They'd
No.
just go down the
Oh, yeah.
list
Yeah.
thinking that I would be interested in. And I wasn't in any of those
Yeah.
things.
It's like the few times I've been to Mexico, you go down on the beach and a guy would come up with a like a briefcase and he'd have like silver chains. Like, and you're like, you want these? And I'm like, no. Then he would lift that board up and it'd be like illegal drugs. And then lift that board up and be more different too. And like, it's like not interest. No, we don't want any of this. So yeah, that's one of the big things down in Mexico with the tourist spots. So, but yeah, not interested. But yeah, party drugs are everywhere. You got to think too, where I grew up in South Jersey, it was a resort town. It was a party town during the summer. So there's.
So you weren't taking the drugs, you were supplying the drugs.
I was selling it all. Yep. How do you think I got into college? Paid my way through college. But yeah, and I was pretty naive to it all. Because my dad was a cop, so I just, anything with drugs, I kind of steer clear from and just get my, see, like, I don't know, eyes and ears closed to it. Just, and then after working in the bar for a while, you pick up on it. And then, finding matchboxes with little baggies inside them, and someone lost their drugs, so, yeah, they're everywhere. Okie dokie. Looks like we're almost to the end. Worrying about what the other people think.
I bet you were guilty of this,
Oh, yeah.
and definitely.
Yeah.
I don't think I was so much,
No, I don't. Yeah, I'd be surprised if you
especially when
were.
I was real young, in high school and college, I didn't like any of those people, so I didn't care what they thought of me.
Yeah, no, I was still. It's even now, I still get worried about it. But it's not nearly as much.
At some point in your life, you decide there's hardly anything that you can do anything about, and worrying about what other people think is way down at the bottom, because people are going to think whatever they want to think anyway. That you can't stop that.
Yeah, you're correct. So, but it's a low self-esteem issue. Like I told you, I have ugly duckling syndrome. So, but I think I've gotten better about it.
I think so too.
Well, thank you. I think you have a lot to do with that. So, about love.
Last one on the list.
Yep.
There are people who think when I get old, I'm not gonna be able to find love anymore. And those are people who their entire view of themselves is their appearance. And that's kind of sad.
It's sad.
You can find love at any age. My mother's proof of that. She just got married.
Yes, yeah, for the third time.
Second time.
Second time officially that we know of. So.
Well, her first and second marriages were to my father.
Well, and then, I mean, look at us. I mean, if we met when in our 20s, I don't think.
We wouldn't have liked each other,
No.
huh?
No, I would have. I.
Well, who says I like you now?
That's true. I think we just put up with each other. This whole podcast is a farce. But yeah, I don't think we would have gotten along.
At those ages, you're not as flexible about your outlook. And it's probably a good thing that we didn't meet until much, much later.
Yeah, because I was, let's see, we've been married for 9 years, but we met in 2012. So we met for November, no, 2011, we met November 2011. So we've been together, what, 13, 13 years. Yeah. So I would have been 37. So, yeah, I don't know, but it worked out perfectly. So I'm still happy. You're looking at me like I hate you.
No, I just think, I'm just trying to think of how I would have been. For instance, after your leg was amputated, you had an apartment. I think your mother was paying for it. And I asked you to move in with me, and you said no. And I waited a whole nother year for that contract to expire before you moved. And I don't know, in my 20s and 30s, I would have had the patience for that.
Really? Yeah. You would think you would have kicked me to the curb?
I would have moved on, I guess.
Yeah. No, I'm happy you decided to stick with me. Yeah. I think it was hard for you to understand that I needed still that space. Because I just got out of that relationship for so long. And I didn't live on my own for forever. So, but I think it all worked out in the long run.
I waited a whole year for that.
For me to move in? Well, are you happy it worked out?
Yep.
So am I. All right. Well, you got a joke for us this week?
Why did the old man fall into the cistern?
I have no idea. Why?
Because he couldn't see that well.
Okay. That was a good one. That was good. That was cute. All right. You make me laugh. I love you so much.
We hope you enjoyed episode 110 of the Bear and Kura podcast. This is Bear.
And this is Kura.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You have been listening to the Bear and Kura podcast, a production of the Land of Oz Information Services. We can be contacted via email using the address podcast@oz.com. And Oz is spelled A-W-E-S.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network.
Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.